The Story of Everything, obviously a big project, but Kayla has pulled in some fine local artists to help him tell the story.
I will proclaim today a poet laureate for Hawaii, and it will be Kealoha.
In 2010, Kealoha enlivened Governor Neil Abercrombie's inauguration with a forward-looking spoken word performance. Then, poet laureate in 2012? It's kind of a responsibility. But the project Kealoha embarked on, The History of Everything, began in a very personal space.
The reason why I wrote this thing is because I found out that I was going to have a child, right? 7 years ago. And when I found out, I started to write about what it might be like to be a father. And one of the questions that kept popping up was, one day this future child of mine is going to ask me where we come from.
At this point, best to remember, Kealoha has a degree in nuclear physics from MIT. He minored in writing.
For me, I don't subscribe to some kind of notion of that was created for us through religions and whatnot. I subscribe to science. So I started to write scientifically where we come from. And when I started to write about the Big Bang, that became like this war story between matter and antimatter, right? And they kept destroying each other. And like in that war story, like the matter and the antimatter, they became heroes and enemies and intentions and like conflict. In writing that thing, I realized like, oh, like this story that science tells us can be sort of hyperextended into an actual story.
Kealoha figures past creation stories enshrine the highest science of their time.
We haven't had a creation story created for a while, for thousands of years, right? Everything that we know has changed so rapidly, so I figured it was time for us to have a new story that we could attach our current knowledge base to.
Kealoha has developed his story of 3.7 billion years of evolution into a theater performance involving dancers, projections, live music, and his signature spoken word elements.
To me, the live theater experience is everything. It's us as humans interacting with each other. Like, we spend so much of our days looking at these tiny little devices and screens, but to really connect on a human level, we crave that. We crave that as people. For me, theater changed my life. I just want to give that to our future generations.
And he's got help. Taimane, world beats from Quadrophonics, dancers, and visuals by Solomon Enos. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.
What came when we became human? It depends who you ask.